Hey, guess what? The Biff is back. The Berkshire International Film Festival is celebrating 10 years, a 10-year anniversary that is so exciting and, well, makes us all feel very old. It's the end of this month. It's a world-class festival. It has just become an integral part of the cultural fabric of the Berkshires. And to do that in a decade just shows what a wonderful, incredibly well-organized event this is. The festival runs Thursday, May 28th through 31st in Great Barrington and Pittsfield with screenings at the Triplex, the Mahewee, and the Beacon. Kelly Vickery is the founder and director of BIFF. She is one of our favorite human beings, and it's a delight to have her on the program this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's so great to be here.
Oh, we just love you. We love we love this festival. We love everything about it. It's, I know... On the show, we talk about a lot of different festivals. We talk about many different film festivals, and everybody says, "Well, if you can get past five, ten, my God,
it's crazy."
Yeah,
10, Joe. We've been doing this for 10 years.
So, how much? And I please do not think in this question I'm at all demeaning the hard work and the hours and hours and hours that this all takes. But is there a point now where it sort of is there's a structure and it can kind of sustain itself and it's you knowing exactly what needs to be done and you just fill in the blanks. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. And yes, there is an element, absolutely. I mean, we have our theaters up and running. We've got, you know, our volunteer team. We've got our staff. Yes, all of that is in order, but
it's still a pain in the ass.
It still is, 75, 80 films, which you have to negotiate 75, 80 films. We have dozens of filmmakers and accommodating them and organizing their transportation and scheduling, with the theaters. So yes and no.
No, I can understand that aspect of it because there's the structure of it. Oh, okay. It's like planning a wedding. Oh,
that's
okay.
Right.
Well, this is what's going to happen.
Right.
But then you have to get everybody there and figure out and send out
great
the invitation
example.
And see what happens.
Right.
So you put out this incredible book. It's your program.
Yeah.
And it's it looks like a mini Sears catalog. I mean, it's it's just gorgeous and much more colorful, I should add. And it's beautiful. If I were you, when I send this thing to the printer, I would think, my God, how many things are going to change between the time this goes?
Don't. You have no idea the stress of that, Joe. I mean, when I go to Studio 2, who produces that for us, and I say to the designer, oh my God, I know that this, we missed something or this, when the schedule changed, it didn't get changed all throughout the book. So yes, it's a terrifying thing.
I mean, I just know this from doing a radio show.
Right.
I mean, between Sarah LaDuke and myself, that's a constantly moving target.
Absolutely.
And you never know what's going to happen. So to put it in print and say, at 5 o'clock, you're going to see this.
It's absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
With that said, most of the time, 99.9% of the time, you pull it off.
Yep. 99.
Okay. 99-ish. What are you looking forward to this year? There's some beautiful things in here let me back up before I ask that question. Do you find that over the 10 years there is that you have developed a theme, a mission statement that makes your festival different than other film festivals?
I can't say that we do have a theme. We are certainly known for our documentary programming.
Sure.
There is no question about it. And our international programming. So I think those are people love. I put a French film in there and I can put it at 9 o'clock on Friday morning and we'll have a rush line to it. And the documentaries, people are so hungry for the documentaries because they're so strong. They tell us such incredible stories. They take us into places that we didn't know existed. They tell us stories of, that we don't know are out there. So people love them. And then the shorts. So I guess it's all of it. But there's not really a theme because we have such a great audience that's so engaged. And so I want to be able to give something to everyone or a lot to everyone to view.
When you think of the when you think of the documentaries, what are some that stand out to you as highlights this year?
Well, certainly, you know, our opening night film Meru is one of truly one of the greatest documentaries I've ever seen. It's when we saw it at Sundance, it had a 5-minute standing ovation when it was over. It was wow. It's really incredible. But we have you know, Peggy Guggenheim. We have Live from New York, the Saturday Night Live piece. We have a wonderful array of local documentaries, Grazers, Paper Trail, A Small Good Thing. We have films that take us into cartel land, that take us into Mexico, into the cartels. It's, I mean, I know the filmmaker. I saw him at Sundance. I said, I was just terrified watching it, being that you were there. I don't know how your parents would have felt. Romeo is Bleeding, an amazing story of in California of kids who coming in out of poverty and finding Shakespeare and, you know, plays. Crescendo, about the Sistema music program out from Venezuela. And we have actually Sistema in Pittsfield. So they'll be doing a little performance, actually. So there's just so much. The Diplomat, about Richard Holbrooke. Best of Enemies, the incredible Gore Vidal and Brinkley interviews that in the 70s.
Yes.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, I'm actually reading that book now.
You are?
Yeah, it's really it is fascinating.
Yeah.
Really interesting.
The documentary is so good.
Oh, I can't wait to see
that. Yeah, you will love it.
That's really great.
Yeah.
When you put all this together, I mean, you don't know what's going to hit with people, and there are seasons. I mean, I think of this sometimes with books, you know, for things, we do different things on the show, and you know, some seasons are stronger than others,
right.
And you look at things and go, oh, you know, seems a little, the pickings are a little weak. It seems from looking at this catalog that there's just some amazing stuff out there.
Amazing stuff. I mean, in fact, I did sort of over-program this year. I mean, you know, we look at over 700 films, and we, you know, whittle it down to 10% to, you know, 70 to 80 films. So there's a lot. You know, we really have to curate, and each film that goes in, we have to really say, you know, okay, is this going to beat this one out? Because there's a lot of good film out there. Of course, there's a lot of bad film out there. But
sure,
yeah.
Now they're the ones that I'm sure you write the email or you make the phone call and you get it and you program it and all is, it's very easy. Which ones are you really proud of that you worked really hard on and you got?
Well, certainly the opening night film in Great Barrington, Meru, I did not think we were going to get that, and to get it as our opening night is really great. And then the opening night up in Pittsfield, The End of the Tour, is an incredible film. Also, it's a fictional film with Jesse Eisenberg and Jason Segel about David Foster Wallace and his final book tour. So that was a tough get too, and I'm really proud that we have that for opening up there.
That seems like a great. Have you seen the film?
Yeah, it's so good.
It's a great.
Oh yeah, you would love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both those actors, I think, are amazing.
They're really good in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that kind of thing, what's the challenge? Like, what are you trying to overcome to get the film? What's the hard part?
Well, there's a lot. I'm competing with other festivals for that film. I'm competing against release dates and how we fit into the marketing of that distribution company in those films. So it's really, it's a challenge in terms of, you know, where we are geographically, how we fit into things marketing-wise, and how much exposure those films want even before they release.
And when you get it, is it okay? You get it because I assume being around for 10 years helps, and having a reputation helps.
Yes, definitely.
And having friends helps.
Definitely. All the above combined, they certainly do. Yes. We'll need a little help with our friends.
Well, yeah. And you know who to call
exactly.
And give a little nudge to and be able to get those things done.
Yep.
Circle
the wagons.
Absolutely. So for the people now, in the couple minutes we have left, let's talk about events. What's going to be going on that people can do besides just sit in a in a dark place and watch a beautiful
film.
Well,
we have fantastic parties. Both our opening night parties, the one in Great Barrington following May Rue, will be fantastic. A band actually from Albany, City Rhythm, will be in there. Eight-piece band. We'll have a great dance party catered by Max Ultimate Food out of Boston. And then opening night in Pittsfield, we have come together with the Hotel on North people, Nancy Fitzpatrick and the Tierneys and Brian Allberg. So we'll be having a party there with the Berkshire Shenanigans and us. It'll be a great it's a great collaboration. It's the first thing that they're going to do at Hotel on North, which is opening June 1st. So we'll have a DJ and a great party and food by Chef Allberg. So it's going to be fantastic, both those. And then we have a Peggy Guggenheim Venetian dinner on Saturday night, which is going to be really terrific too. And so lots of fun parties as well.
And for people perhaps who have never attended the festival, and for even those who have, mm-hmm. how do you see the best way to make your plans, set everything up, and figure it out?
Oh, well, this is very strategic. I mean, you yes. have to get out your program, and you really have to go through that very strategically about what you want to see. We have people coming in and calling all the time saying, I need guidance. Which one do I?
It's a lot of X's and O's, right?
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
I don't want to see what this one, oh, I have to circle this.
That's right. Yeah.
Add it to the list.
It's very strategic. But, you know, single tickets are still available. We do have some passes still available, so you can chart away online.
And how do the passes work? Meaning that you have it and you can pretty much attend anything.
Yes. If you have a pass, you can go to any movie at any time, and depending on your level, you go to a certain party, you know, is included in your pass, or all the parties are included in the pass, or we even have a brunch on Sunday at Allium. So depending on which pass you got, you get, you can, you know, your pass, Joe, gets you into everything.
Well,
that's all you need to know.
thank you.
Uh-huh.
It's such a great time, and you should just be so proud of what you do
there. We are. We're all very proud. It's a group effort that's done this. So.
I know, and you have a great team. That's the other
great
thing.
Great team, yeah.
That all come together and work on it. Well, it's the Berkshire International Film Festival celebrating its 10th anniversary. That is something to celebrate.
I know.
It runs in Great Barrington and Pittsfield, May 28th through the 31st. You can visit BIFMA, B-I-F-F-M-A, BIFMA.org. And the website is great. It's very helpful in planning and being
yes.
strategic and figuring it all out.
That's
so,
right.
BIFMA.org. Kelly Victory, always wonderful to see you. Congratulations on
you,
the 10 years and for all the wonderful work you're doing for the community.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.